The New Testament reading is from Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you, peace from our God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with you in every one of my prayers for all of you, because you are sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this. This is the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and the defense and the confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how long of you for all the compassion of Jesus Christ. And this is my prayer, that you may love overflow and more knowledge and full insight and to help you to determine what is best, so that on that day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of the righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, for God the glory and praise of God. Amen and amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, speak to us in ways that we can hear. Speak through the busyness of our lives in ways we can understand. Love us the way we are this day, O God, and change us into the people you would have us be. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Frank read our reading this morning from Paul's letter to the Philippians. That's a letter Paul wrote to the people in Philippi in Greece. Paul accomplished much with his ministry through writing letters. They were a big part of his preaching and his teaching. When he couldn't get to a place, he would write them a letter. And we're thankful he did, because that makes up a large portion of our New Testament. It's important to know that Paul is writing this letter to the people in Philippi from prison, where he's waiting to go on trial. In the midst of these difficulties, as he writes to the Philippian church, he writes to thank them. To thank them for God's grace shown to them and for their grace and their generosity shown to others. The Christians in Philippi share Paul's message and mission so completely that several times Paul uses the word koinonia, to have in common, to have share, and to share. And that's the same root as the word that was used for community. This strong sense of a common vision and purpose and sharing. And so strong in Paul that he talks about holding him in their hearts. Paul feels like they're partners, that they're sharing in his imprisonment and his trial, and he's sharing with them in their joy and celebration with the gospel. We all know what it's like to feel helpless when confronted with a problem that's so much bigger than we are. Our resources can seem so meager that they don't seem like they'll make any difference whatsoever. And when we see that we're not alone, we're not working alone, we experience a miracle-working potential of partnership, of working with others and seeing that change can happen. Partnership can take that insignificant amount that we have and multiply it over and over again to something magnificent. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, you can just feel that joy and encouragement overflowing as he talks about his partnership with them in God's mission. He is encouraged and he encourages the church. And that's the power of partnership. That's the power of working together. There's an interesting thing in Paul's passage. Often in his writing, Paul uses the same word for grace and the same word for gratitude. In Greek, it can be used the same way. It's exactly the same word. And when it's coming from God to us, it's referred to as grace in our English translations. When it's us to God and us to others, it's referred to as thanksgiving or gratitude. God gives us grace, and we give God gratitude. Paul understands something that the heart knows intuitively. Giving and receiving are so closely related that you can use the same word for both. And Paul's expressions of God's grace are matched equally with his thankfulness, both to God and to the partnership of the church. And so despite being in prison, Paul is joyful, thankful, and encouraged, even as he is encouraging others to share God's grace. Like the church in Philippi, we as Presbyterians work together in partnership to share God's grace. We are here in Stittsville, at St. Andrew's, and we see needs that exist around our world. And sometimes we can feel helpless to do anything in those places around the world. But we're part of not just a congregation. We're part of a larger church. We're part of a national church that looks beyond our own boundaries and our own borders to help out. Gifts to Presbyterian sharing is a small measure of the big difference that can be made in people's lives. Do you know that as Presbyterians across Canada last year, we brought in over $7 million for Presbyterians sharing? And that money, as I've said, is used for so many different things as we reach out to those in need. Let me share with you a few of the stories about the mission and ministry that we support through the gifts to Presbyterians sharing. Through these gifts, we are sharing God's grace with the world. As you know, here in Stittsville, we're part of the Kanata-Stittsville Refugee Sponsorship Group. What we do locally impacts others around the world. The picture on the screen you see is a family that we, as a congregation, along with the United Church, the Anglican Church, and other congregations, have supported to come here. Here's a bit of information about Imal Hakami and his family. They're from Afghanistan, and after receiving a master's degree in business administration, Imal worked for a number of non-governmental organizations helping to rebuild the infrastructure in Afghanistan. This included working with the United States Marine Corps of Engineers and the World Bank. But unfortunately, because of his contact with Western-based organizations, he and his family began to be targeted with death threats from the Taliban. The situation became so dangerous that they had to flee to Turkey for safety. The Kanata-Stittsville Refugee Sponsorship Group became aware of the situation through family members here in Ottawa, including Imal's brother, that we have already sponsored as refugees 2 years ago. So they had family already here in Ottawa. Imal and his family are being supported financially by their family members to be able to come to Canada. They're here in Ottawa with also the support of our Kanata-Stittsville Refugee Sponsorship Group. Through our givings to Presbyterian Sharing, we're also helping others to do the same thing across the country. Action Refugee Montréal is an organization started by the Anglican and Presbyterian churches in Montreal and supported with our gifts from Presbyterian Sharing. They help refugees find hope, community, and new lives in Canada. You know that Refugee Montréal Action Refugee Montréal is the only organization permitted by the Canadian Border Services agencies to make weekly visits to the Immigration Holding Center in Montreal. Of all the organizations, they've recognized the Presbyterian Church and the Anglican Church through this organization, which has been around for a long time, is trusted to go in and meet with the asylum seekers and refugee claimants. Action Refugee Montréal has staff and volunteers providing accurate legal information to detainees, explaining the refugee claim process and ensuring that they have access to lawyers. They also make sure the detainees are being treated fairly and provided with practical assistance and referrals. Since Action Refugee Montréal was founded in 1994, it's helped over 2,000 people. Our support of these ministries is a complement to the work that we do through Presbyterian World Service and Development as well. As through PWS&D, we help to provide assistance to refugees around the world as well and support congregations wishing to sponsor refugees to come to Canada. I remember when Pam and I and our family were trying to help a family out of Afghanistan when I was in Gananoque. One quick phone call to Glynis Williams at Action Refugee Montréal, and you had all the information you needed in moments. It was incredible. Our gifts to Presbyterian Sharing helped to support that ministry. We do it here locally, and we help to do it across the country and around the world. We also, with the Presbyterian Sharing donations, help with children and youth, joyful and thankfully encouraging them as well. I am certain this describes the feelings that the joyful youth leaders we had at Canada Youth this summer, and I mentioned that I was able to be at Canada Youth. It's not easy being part of the church today when you're a young person sometimes, and young people often feel isolated in their congregations, especially if there aren't that many young people around in their congregations. But Canada Youth brings together hundreds of young Presbyterians from across Canada, but also around the world, to worship, study scripture, to play, to create, to learn, to laugh, to discover, to reflect, to pray, to sing, to share. This year we were joined by 16 people from partner countries in Ghana, Malawi, Taiwan, and Lebanon. It was an incredible experience being at Canada Youth. It was an incredible week of spiritually uplifting. It was life-changing. It was an absolute blast. As one participant said, "Who knew Presbyterians could have so much fun when they get together and worship God?" And now adults are increasingly coming to Canada Youth as well to learn from the youth, to learn more about being faithful and wise leaders in the church. Because of our partnership, 4,000 people have been able to attend Canada Youth since it began. The impact has been felt across our church. And as you know, and as I've said, I was pleased to be a chaplain at Canada Youth this last year. And I'm looking forward to 2 years from now when we get to go to Canada Youth again. We also, through Presbyterian Sharing, help out with Indigenous ministries. Our collective gifts to Presbyterian Sharing support 8 different ministries with Indigenous people as part of our journey towards healing and reconciliation. Hummingbird Ministries is committed to bringing hope and peace and healing to Indigenous families living in the Vancouver area. In celebration of National Indigenous Peoples Day on June 21st, Hummingbird Ministries joyfully partnered with Mosaic Church in East Vancouver to host a community festival. The Hummingbird dancers were one of the celebration's highlights. They performed traditional Métis dances. The festival also included a barbecue, a powwow with dancing and a drum group, artisan kiosks, and children's activities. There was also the Nazcoan area Dakel outreach as part of the mission work that we do through Caribou Presbyterian Church. They recently began hosting weekly healing circles in the town of Quesnel. The healing circle incorporates traditional aspects of the healing circle, such as using a prayer stick along with elements of worship and Bible readings. Led by the mission's Dalkeith elder, Doreen Patrick, the healing circle welcomes people from all backgrounds to talk, to share their lives, to encourage one another in community and in fellowship. But it's not just in Canada. We have international partners as well. We send staff to work alongside international partners to encourage them when we're requested to send people overseas. We don't force our own staff onto other people. Dr. Nicholas Bauman is a surgeon working alongside the Nepali colleagues at the United Mission in Nepal's Tenzin Hospital. Over the past 2 years of teaching, learning, and assisting colleagues to provide much-needed medical care, he's learned a lot about the nature of partnership. He shares these words. "A mentor introduced me to the metaphor of a branch bending but not breaking prior to my first trip overseas. I wasn't sure if he was referring to Tao Te Ching, living plants are supple and yielding, dead branches are dry and brittle, or perhaps another reference to which I was unaware. But I have learned that it works on many levels to continue to be helpful. Becky, his wife, and I were reflecting on the ways in which we have been meaningfully contributing to this community and to the hospital, and of course the many ways in which we've also been stretched, sometimes close to our limit. We've had many moments of learning and bending. I continue to enjoy the teaching that I'm doing in the OR and the classroom, and the actual challenge of operating on a wider variety of patients than usual, and attempting to show compassion and integrity to patients despite my broken Nepali. Certainly in the history of interaction between the Western Church and the Global South, there have been many times when the white Christian should have stepped back, and so my branch bends back. Hopefully this is helpful for me to be supportive of some of my Nepalese colleagues in their leadership role as they confront situations or problems which will be solved or may remain unsolved long after we've left. It's my hope that we'll continue to support them in this way." And so as Presbyterians, we reach out well beyond our congregation, well beyond our national borders. These ministries allow us to be the body of Christ in our world. They're possible because Presbyterians share in mission and ministry together. And what I have shared this morning is just the tip of the iceberg of what we do together with mission in Malawi and India and other places all around the world, as well as helping to establish 2 new congregations right here in the city of Ottawa. Gifts, small and large, offered by many, have the potential to accomplish wonders because we are partners. Through giving and receiving, we experience the joy, thankfulness, encouragement that Paul expressed in his letter to the Philippians. We share in God's grace as well. Gratitude grace, they're tied together. But there's one thing that Paul also offers in his letter as he talks about his partnership with Philippi. Paul's confident that Christ is at work in the lives of Philippian believers. He trusts that through the Spirit, Christ will bring about transformation that God intends. It's God who began the work of grace in Philippi, and God will not abandon it in a state of incompleteness. It's God who works through us and our partners in Presbyterians Sharing, and God will not abandon it in a state of incompleteness. We're blessed to be able to share in it. God has made the world and called us to be partners in its continual recreation. By God's grace, we have been given resources and gifts to share in reaching out to the world around us. By grace, God gives us blessings to live each and every day. We live thankfully and encouraged, and so we reach out in the same way. God loves us a lot, and so we love others. Amen.